Dr. Warren Slayton is a board-certified physiatrist who is trained at the best institutions for medical school through fellowship training. He graduated from Washington University Medical School in St. Louis. He completed a residency in physical medicine and rehabilitation at University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey at Newark and Kessler Institute for Rehabilitation. After a few years of practice, he completed a spine fellowship at Florida Spine Institute in Clearwater, Florida. He is board-certified in physical medicine and rehabilitation with a subspecialty certification in pain medicine, medical acupuncture, ozone therapy, and bioidentical hormone replacement. With training in musculoskeletal ultrasound, prolotherapy, neural prolotherapy, platelet-rich plasma injections, and neural therapy, Dr. Slayton has now brought all of his experience and expertise together to establish the Regenerative Healing Center right here in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. Now, here's Dr. Slayton.
Good evening. This is Dr. Warren Slayton, and welcome to the Regenerative Healing Show. And tonight, we're going to be talking about a great topic called neuroprolotherapy. So I've talked to you about prolotherapy in the past, and I'm going to tell you about what neuroprolotherapy is. From the word neural, you can guess it's an emphasis on the nerves. So you're going to learn a lot about nerves today and how they affect pain. So I am here live at the WABC studio right on top of Madison Square Garden. So you can reach me here at the studio during the show at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Or you can call me after the show at my office. My office is the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And you can reach me at the office after the show at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. You could also check out my website, njprolo.com, njprolo.com, or you can call or check my YouTube channel at the Regenerative Healing Show. So today's topic is going to be neural prolotherapy. And like I said, neural is related to nerves, and it really doesn't have a lot to do with prolotherapy, which is a treatment of ligaments and tendons, other than its name. And the reason it uses the prolotherapy name is because it uses a dextrose solution. And so prolotherapy uses a dextrose solution, but that's usually a stronger concentrated solution of 15 to 25%, while neural prolotherapy uses a low concentration of dextrose of only 5%. So we're going to talk about what neural therapy is, how it works, what treatments it's used for, and what a great treatment it is, and what kind of conditions that it can help. So neural prolotherapy is based on this idea that the nerves and the muscles and tendons all interact with each other. So that if you have a muscle or tendon problem, by improving the health of the nerve that supplies that muscle, you're going to improve that pain. And conversely, when the nerve supply to the muscle or tendon is unhealthy, so you're not getting great nerve supply, it's not a well-nourished, happy nerve, then that's going to cause either nerve pain or even muscle or tendon pain. And so these are very sort of a little abstract concepts, but if you can understand these, you're going to understand pain better than the average physician, better even than a lot of orthopedic physicians, because orthopedic physicians are great at looking at the muscles and the tendons and the bones, but to really what you're going to understand tonight is a true interaction of the nerves and the muscles and how, and even the nerves and the joints. And I'm going to give you a law, not a legal law set by a judge, but or a body of assembly, but a law, a scientific law. And the law is called Hilton's Law. And Hilton's Law states that a nerve that supplies a muscle also supplies the skin over the muscle insertions and also the joints that the muscle moves. Okay, so you have a nerve, and every muscle has a nerve supply, and that's how the muscle moves. okay? And not only does that nerve go to that muscle, but it also goes to the skin that's over the muscle and over where the muscle ends. So that is Hilton's law. And the reason that's going to be an important law to understand for our treatment today is, and here's the cool concept, by treating the nerve that supplies that muscle and by treating the nerve that supplies the joint, you're going to improve the nerve supply to that muscle, and you're going to improve the nerve supplies to the tendons associated with that muscle, and you're going to improve the nerve supply to that joint. So when you have a joint pain, that is a sign of an unhealthy joint. And part of the unhealthiness of that joint is the unhealthiness of the nerve that supplies the joint. So by improving the nerve supply to that joint, you're going to improve the joint. And that is such a great concept. And what's really cool about this concept, what's interesting about it, is that, like I said, a lot of doctors are not aware of that concept, but it gives us a little portal, a little window of area where we can treat that muscle in a way that you can't, and that pain in a way you can't get treated almost anywhere else. So I'm going to tell you all about that, but first I'm going to tell you that I'm right here at this is Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. And right now I'm live at the WABC studio. So you can reach me here at the studio at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. You can reach me after the show at 201-882-1500. That's my office in New Jersey, 201-882-1500. Check out my website, njprolo.com. Or you can also check out my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. So I've introduced to you a couple of very cool concepts, this idea that nerves, muscles, and joints, and even the skin overlying those joints and muscle are all uniquely tied together. And they're tied together because the same nerve that supplies that muscle will supply the joint that the muscle supplies and will supply even the skin over the muscle. And what's great is that by treating the nerve at the skin level, we can treat underlying pain. So let's see how that's going to work, okay? So like I said, you have an unhealthy joint, so you might have even get arthritis in that joint, or you might even have a muscle strain. Now, we think of a muscle strain as something that happens from a trauma, overuse, and that is all true. But one of the ways to treat that muscle strain is by improving the health of the nerve that that muscle is supplied by. So let me clarify that, okay? The fact is that for a lot of muscle strains, especially the overuse type that I was talking about, yes, it's an acute trauma. So you tear your hamstring, that's an acute trauma. But I'm going to posit to you and suggest that it's not just like a coincidence that that hamstring tore or that hamstring was strained. I'm going to tell you that that muscle may have been tight or weakened in the first place. And the reason it was weakened is because the nerve supply to that muscle was not as good as it should be. And so one of the ways to treat that muscle strain, yes, you put heat on it, you stretch it out, that's all good, but you can really accelerate that healing process by nourishing the nerves to that muscle is supplied by. In the hamstrings, it would be the tibial nerve or even the peroneal nerve in the back of the leg. And so by improving the health of the nerves that supply that hamstring muscle, you're going to dramatically have an accelerated healing process. So if your star baseball player gets a hamstring strain, okay, they'll wait it out a few weeks. It could take weeks. But I can tell you that if that same star baseball player underwent neuroprolotherapy, then that star baseball player is going to have a lot more rapid healing of that injury. And so you might want to tell the GM or the athletic trainer of that team that they shouldn't just wait it out and wait for that injury to heal. They should help accelerate the healing by improving the supply of the nerve supply to that muscle. So how do we do that? What are we using to improve the health of the nerve? It's the most simple solution you could imagine. It's just 5% dextrose. And what's great is the 5% dextrose comes in basic bags that have 5% dextrose in them. They could be used for IV, supplying IV dextrose, but they could also be used for just injecting right under the skin that supplies the nerves to that muscle. And any nerves that have, when they lose their glucose supply, they start firing. And that firing can cause pain. So you can get nerve pain, or you can get even muscle pain, because a lot of those nerves supply different muscles. And so if those nerves that supply the muscles aren't getting enough glucose, they're not getting an adequate supply of glucose, they're malnourished, and they yell, help me, help me. And the way they yell, help me, is by giving you pain. And unfortunately, when they give you pain, that you tighten up and you don't use that muscle as much, but you hear that, you hear the pain, you hear the muscle and the nerves saying, help me, but you don't know what to do, because you don't know that all you have to do to help that nerve and muscle is give it 5% dextrose with just little injections under the skin. They're nearly painless injections, slight pinchings. They're usually tolerated very well because it's just under the skin. It's a very thin needle, and you get the medication right where the nerve is. And not all the way deep down, but just at the superficial level. Because when a nerve travels, okay, the main trunks travel deep often, okay? They travel deep. And you don't want to mess too much with those nerves, because when you do, you can cause a nerve pain, okay? By putting a needle deep by that big trunk of the nerve, which is deep down, that can potentially cause a shooting electrical type of pain. But those nerves send little twigs out through the muscles that go very close to the skin. And those little twigs, when you put the dextrose there, that does not cause as much pain. That causes hardly any pain because it's just a little twig of a nerve at that point. But once you give a little dextrose to that little twig of a nerve, that glucose, the dextrose, gets down to where the nerve is. And so you're nourishing the whole nerve, you're nourishing the muscle, and you're nourishing the joint. So all these tendonitis type pain get taken care of so easily with, and when I say easily, challenging procedure, but when I say easily, I mean it happens so smoothly, because once that nerve is nourished and then the health of that nerve improves, the health of the muscle improves, and even the health of the joint improves, and the pain, most important for you, the pain improves. So rather than yelling, help me, your nerve and muscle will say, thank you, you helped us. And your pain will start to disappear. So this is Dr. Warren Slayton, and I really want to help you with your pain. And the way I can do that is when you call my office at 201-882-1500, and I could see you in the office and find out where the pain is coming from, what nerves are affected, and then treat those nerves and treat those muscles and treat the tendons and joints so you can have much less pain, and we'll be so happy together, because I'll be happy because I helped you with your pain, but you'll be most happy because your pain will be better. So again, please call so I can help you with your pain. It's Dr. Warren Slayton. I'm at the Regenerative Healing Center. If you have any questions now, you can call the studio, because I'm on top of Madison Square Garden at 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. So again, those little nerves go through the muscle, and it's almost like the nerve sometimes can even get constricted in the muscle. So the muscle fibers grab around the nerve and or even the little twig of a nerve and cause this pain. But by just getting a little dextrose there, we're able to greatly treat that pain and greatly improve the pain. So basically, the supplying dextrose or glucose to the nerve improves the health of the nerve, and everything that nerve supplies is made healthier. So I'm going to give you more the nuts and bolts of what a NeuroProlo treatment is like, because I'll give you the typical type of case that I will use NeuroProlo with almost right away. And that is, someone comes into my office with severe back pain, okay? And they come into the office with severe back pain, and the pain maybe started 2 days ago, a week ago, but they're barely able to straighten up and stand up because the pain is so debilitating. It's so severe. And so for this type of patient, as you know from some of my other shows, I often would think about prolotherapy, but they're almost too acute for prolotherapy. Okay, they could barely move. They need something where it's going to help their pain right away. It's going to help them so that they'll be able to walk out of the office and feel better. And that is when I go to my NeuroProlotherapy treatments, because that is such a great way to help with that acute severe pain. And what we do with that is it's a very interactive treatment. So they come into the office with severe pain, and they're barely able to move. And when we put their the dextrose around the tender spots in their back, okay, all of a sudden their pain starts to decrease, okay? And when their pain starts to decrease, we're maybe 5-10 minutes into the treatment. It's that quick where they all of a sudden start to feel a little better just with that little bit of dextrose. And their pain starts to decrease. And what I'll do is after about maybe 5-10 minutes of treatment, I'll have them get up and they'll move around and they'll say, wow, it's a little better, but it still hurts so much. You know, it's still severe pain, but it definitely is not as bad as when they walked in. And they're able to straighten up a little better, move around a little better, but they're still in a fair amount of pain. So I say, okay, let's get back on the table. And we look for more tender areas in the back. So we are almost getting to the second layer of pain for these patients. And so we do another round of treatment. And so we do all in the same course of treatment. So this whole thing is taking another 5-10 minutes. So another 5-10 minutes goes by. We've treated some more areas, and then they get up, and it's like, wow, that's really a lot better. And they're almost ready to walk up, fully upright and much less pain, but it still hurts. It still hurts, doc. And so, where does it hurt? Well, now it's more localized. It's more to these one or two spots. All right, get back on the table. So they get back on the table, and we treat that more localized area. And then they get up, and so after this third round within the treatment, another 5-10 minutes, they get up again, and all of a sudden, they feel great. And they're not running out of the office, but they're certainly walking out of the office with a lot less pain and moving a lot better. And what I really love is when there's someone in the waiting room who saw that patient go back, and then they see him come out, and it's like, wow, look at that. It's like a new person. So it always looks good in the office when that happens, and it's very common with NeuroProlotherapy. And what's cool about NeuroProlotherapy is it's not like with this one treatment I've dramatically healed their pain, but they're significantly better. I tell them what to expect is within a couple of days, 2-3 days, it's going to start to come back, hopefully not as bad. And that is usually what happens. Within a few days, the pain comes back, and then they come back into the office a week later. They're still in pain, but it's not as bad pain, and they're moving better. And now it's I wouldn't say a quicker treatment, but we're really fine-tuning it with each subsequent treatment. So after about 5-10 treatments, they're dramatically better. It's all better, and the condition is behind them, and they feel great. Sometimes we send them for physical therapy. Sometimes we send them to their own exercise program. And So it's just a matter of working with them to go from feeling horrible to feeling great. And by that, when I say after 5 to 10 treatments, their pain is better, it's better. I mean, that is resolution of the problem. They are healed because we've re-educated the nerves and re-nourished the nerves that supply the back area, and then they're feeling great. This is Dr. Warren Slayton. I want to be able to help you in the same way. So please call at 201-882-1500. That's my office number. It's the Regenerative Healing Center right in the heart of Ridgewood, New Jersey. You can check out my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. You can check out my website, njprolo.com. And for the next few minutes, I'm here at the WABC studio at 800-848-WABC, so I could take your show either at the end of your call, either at the end of this show today or right after the show, 800-848-9222. So right now I'm going to take a call from Carol in New Jersey. She has a question about arthritis. Carol?
Hi. I noticed pain and lumps swelling on one or two finger joints. Would you be able to get rid of the ugly lumps and the pain?
So if it's in the joints themselves, those lumps sound like they could be what's called these nodes or nodules, Heberden's nodes. That's just a guess because obviously I haven't seen you. But if it's in the nodes may not get better with this treatment, but the pain certainly would. If it's arthritic pain, a combination of NeuroProlo and Prolo works great for that. The pain in the fingers, that painful hand where you can't grip things, can dramatically improve with NeuroProlo. So okay. The answer is yes.
And I saw the same lumps on one side of one toe.
Uh-huh.
And then I have pain there too.
Yeah, so I'd have to take a look and see. It's very common for someone with arthritis in the fingers to have arthritis in the toes. So, for the pain, yes. The nodes might get better, but the pain definitely, because by improving the health of the joint capsule of that arthritic joint, we're able to make dramatic progress with that arthritic hand pain and arthritic toe pain.
Okay, thank you. It's just unattractive. It makes your hand unattractive.
Yes, but and I know I'm sure the pain bothers you a lot too, and you want to be able to use your hands to the maximal effect possible and be able to walk as much as you want. So improving the health of those joints with NeuroProlo and Prolotherapy can really do wonders for that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome, Carol. So we're talking about NeuroProlo and what a great treatment it is for muscle strains. I kind of touched on the idea that it helps with nerve pain as well. And with nerve pain, the idea is that just by improving the health of the nerve with NeuroProlo, by putting dextrose along the nerve, we're able to improve the pain dramatically. I'll give you some examples of nerve pain. A classic example is carpal tunnel syndrome. Another great example of nerve pain, well, great is the wrong word, but it's a good example, but it's not good to have, and that's shingles. Shingles is pain along the nerve, and it starts in the back and often is in the trunk, but can even be in the face. Trigeminal neuralgia does beautifully with NeuroProlo because we nourish the nerves. Trigeminal neuralgia is a facial pain. There's a condition called reflex sympathetic dystrophy, or otherwise known as CRPS, complex regional pain syndrome. The nerve becomes hypersensitized and causes all kinds of nerve pain, usually in the hands or feet, but it could be anywhere. And NeuroProlo works great for that pain. It's very good for headaches and neck pain because headaches are often irritated nerves in the scalp. Well, what's the best way to unirritate those nerves? Nourishing them with dextrose. So dextrose is a great treatment for any type of nerve pain. Ulnar nerve, which is a pinched nerve at the elbow. There's thoracic outlet syndrome. So many different types of nerve conditions respond beautifully to NeuroProlo because the nerves, again, they're calling out for help. They're saying, help me, and they're saying, nourish me. And the best way to nourish them is with 5% dextrose right along the nerve, and that reduces the pain that those nerves cause because once they are nourished. You are basically, by coming to my office, you are answering your nerves' cry to help. And the way you're answering it is by giving the nerve what it needs, which is just 5% dextrose along the nerve. So the best way to do that is by calling my office at 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500, or check out my website, njprolo.com, my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show, or you can call me here at the studio. I don't have time to take your call now, but I can talk to you after the show at 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. NeuroProlo has been around not for many decades, but it's been around almost 15 years. It was developed by a sports medicine doctor in New Zealand, Dr. John Liftoff, and his big insight was getting that nerve muscle connection, to understand that connection and how the nerve interacts with the muscles and the joints to cause cause pain either along the nerve or in the muscle or in the joint. And by improving the health of the nerve, you're improving the health of the muscle and you're improving the health of the joint. So you're taking care of so many different pain areas by addressing the health of the nerve. And it's a very simple treatment. And what's great about the treatment is there's zero toxicity with this treatment. 5% dextrose solution is a very, it's a very natural solution. There's no toxic additives. We neutralize it in the office, meaning that out of the bag, it's a little acidic, but we neutralize it to a pH of around 7, so that makes it even less painful. So it's not acidic when it goes in. It goes in like water, but with just a little dextrose added, and it's a very safe, effective treatment. You walk out of the office with less pain than you walked in with, so it's really the effects of dextrose on the nerve are immediate. They're undeniable because you see you're out of pain. You walk in with pain and you're out of pain. So it's such a great treatment for anyone to undergo. I have a call from Mike in Yonkers. Mike, I'll talk to you after the show. Again, this is Dr. Warren Slayton. We've been talking about NeuroProlo, NeuroProlo therapy as a great way of treating so many different tendinitis conditions, joint conditions, and nerve conditions. And you treat it for the short term with one treatment, but by 5 to 10 treatments, it's a long-term healing of the nerves. So you're better for the short term and the long term. And join me next week on the Regenerative Healing Show, because we're going to be talking about the nutritional supplements, and the hormonal supplements, including vitamin D and melatonin and DHEA. This is Dr. Warren Slayton, 201-882-1500, 201-882-1500. Check out my website, njprolo.com, and my YouTube channel, The Regenerative Healing Show. Speak to you next week about hormone supplements.